Over Fuente's objections, Berbalang has left Thor to guard Biff Musselwhite, who is bound and gagged.
What was that?
How old are you, son?
What's it to you? The only reason I have to be in your company is because they're going to exchange you for the Olmec head. Frankly, I don't think you're worth it. What's so funny?
You remind me of myself. I went off to war and was going to save the world. But look now, the German tribes are restless again. And here at home, society is coming apart at the seams.
Coming apart at the seams? Clichés. Phony, hypocritical bull.
If you think we're hypocritical, why don't you have your father pay those donors for their artwork, and then there'd be no need for your nigger spick and Chinaman friends to risk their necks for it.
Hey, you! How did you know about my father?
I saw you many times. As a child, when your father brought you into the yacht club.
You? In a yacht club? Don't make me laugh.
Look, son. We are trying to save you. Your class. You are all we have. Against them. Against the legendary army of marching niggers. Against the yellow peril. Against the red man.
Listen.
We want to protect you. You are our finest. Why do you make it so hard for us?
Because this looting of the world's art treasures can't go on. How would you like it if someone disturbed your dead? Dug up their bones and put them on display? Melted down the sacred jewelry of your ancestors as they did in Mexico and destroyed your stone idols.
Now you listen to me. Don't you think I know why you're in on this? Don't you think I used to listen to that fancy radio station you were on? The Franz Liszt birthday specials. The Tolstoy marathons. You never did that for the nigger musicians or writers. No. They died in the East River while you talked about some great books and serious works of art. A code word for white, right? So come off your high horse, Buster.
Look, they are my friends. I believe in their way and reject yours.
Yeah, nerds. See, you just think out upon our glorious Western civilization. You, a young prince of our ways, running with a band of mutafika. Them loafers, nihilists, throwing pineapples at us.
Oh, that man there.
Who?
Over there, the brown one. His name is Major Young. He is a young man gaining a wide audience. Ask him to come over here. Oh, yes, I see you've met my associate, Hubert Safecracker-Gould, the only man of his generation who didn't go to jail.
We met.
Please have a seat.
Thank you.
I have read your poetry, my friend, and I must say I am impressed. Why, it soars, it plums, and it delights, and it saddens. It sounds like that great American poet, Walt Whitman.
Walt Whitman never wrote about Harlem.
Well, let's just say it is polished as though Whitman's attempts are.
Polished? I don't understand. Is writing glassware?
Insolent coon on my hands. Oh, well, let's just say that I enjoyed your work, my friend. The poems are quite raw and earthy. Harlem through and through.
I see.
Oh, I run a little risque magazine called The Benign Monster. We need a contribution from someone like yourself. Something in dialect with lots of razzle-dazzle in it.
I know of your magazine. It employs that W.W. Jefferson. He's really dopey and glib.
Oh, don't worry about him. We just keep him around as a get-go.
A get-go?
Oh, a go-get.
What's a go-get?
Cigarettes or coffee. If you wish, you can easily dismiss him.
I didn't like those drawings you put in somebody's poems in the last issue.
Oh?
They were racist and insulting.
Oh, you mean those? Oh, they were just to perk up interest?
If you'll excuse me, I think I'll join my friends.
Oh, here, let me give you my card. Did you see that safe cracker?
What do you expect from these negroes? If they were real black men, they'd be out shooting officials or loitering on Lenox Avenue or panhandling tear-jerking pitiful autobiographies on the radio. I could snap pictures of the corpses and make a pile of dough.
Smart thinking, Safecracker. Did you get what you wanted?
Yes.
Oh, the evening is not entirely lost.
The dancers were difficult to write down, though. Eccentric and individual. But soon, I will have stolen enough Negro jargon to have my own Broadway musical. I think I'll call it Harlem Tom Tom.
You know, Safecracker, what he used to call you in the Templars?
Huh?
The Caucasian Lacamoor.
But son, this Berbalang is different. This is a nigger gone berserk. A nigger the planters kept from other niggers so they wouldn't catch what he had. Insolent Freeman who will sit in the front of the bus and look about as if to say, you don't like it.
Please stop.
Herbalang was on the ship of the Flying Dutchman. He put something on the captain so his sailing around the world forever became legendary. Herbalang's not one of these automatons marching well dressed in an anti-lynching parade. He is aware of his past and his demystified ours. Son, this is a nigger closing in on our mysteries, and soon he'll be asking our civilization to come quietly. This man is talking about Judo-Christian culture, Christianity, Atonism, whatever you want to call it. This most noteworthy achievements of anybody anywhere in the whole universe.
Stop it! Stop it!
They're not like us. They're lagging behind us, son. And you know in your heart this is true. These niggers writing, profaning our sacred words, taking them from us and beating them on the anvil of Boogie Woogie.
Stop it.
They're the ones who must change, not us. They must adopt our ways, producing Elizabethan poets. They should have Stravinsky's and Mozart's in the wings. They must become civilized. Son, coming on time. And together, my young valiant prince, we will do battle with the dragons of Jezgru. Helen Muftafika too. You know how she is, fickle, unreliable. You remember what Goethe said? Helen goes the way of euphoria.
No, euphoria.
Yes, of course you know the bit. My great book hasn't arrived this month. The mails are too slow. Okay, I'm gonna call my bulls. When is he due?